Will you agree with me? Will you decree that in the name of Jesus, Miss Cora will receive an abundant harvest from this seed? So this is what we've got to do. Let's be active about it. Let's stop just going alone. And going alone and hoping something will happen or something won't happen. Declare what you want. Go to the word. Walk in love and get your answers. Amen. And that's what he told me to tell you. The lesson on love, it'll keep. It'll keep. But if you love me, keep my commandments. Tonight I have commanded you to take authority over the devil, to take authority over situations, not just little bitty things in your life, but big things in the world. And you take authority over that. I've got a poem, I've got several, that I wrote about abortion. And one of them said that my mom and dad didn't want me, so they aborted me. I don't remember exactly, but the last line said they didn't realize how much love I had to give. And so we start taking authority over that. We start praying that God, we take authority that the devil's blindness will come off people's eyes as it relates to abortion and homosexuality and all of that. Because they're pushing it, and they're pushing it, and that's what the devil does. He pushes his agenda. But we have to push back with our declaration, with our stand. And that means we've got to be full of the word. You know, if you got a tank of gas, it'll only go so far. In my SUV, we went to Tulsa several times, but you couldn't go to Tulsa and back on one tank. You got to stop somewhere and fill up. And I'm saying, don't try to live on yesterday's word. Keep putting fresh word in, fresh word in, fresh word in. Now, you keep what you have, but you keep putting fresh word in. Amen. Father, we thank you. I believe I've said what you told me to say to the people, that we are learning now and knowing that we can decree a thing and it shall come to pass. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. He said, remind you about forgiving. There are a lot of people that don't know how to forgive. They don't even want to forgive. He said, but I'm trusting you to get my word on it, to pray it out in the Holy Ghost, and to teach them how to forgive. He said, I don't want them to die and go to hell, but unforgiveness in the heart cannot get into heaven. And you people need to know that. Well, this is what God said. Now you decide, and we've got to be bold enough to say, you got to decide whether you want to go to heaven or hell. Just literally. So decree a thing. I am bold to speak the word of God. I put the word in my heart, and God gives me the word to say to those to whom I need to say it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.